everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Lots About Something podcast. This is the podcast where we, the Lots, always talk about something. Thank you so much for allowing us to be a part of your day and your week. My name is Chris. I am one of your hosts, and I am, of course, joined, as always, by my lovely bride, Tina. How are you doing today, Tina?
Doing good.
Doing good. Tina, episode 101.
101.
It's almost like we're starting over.
Oh, yeah, but we're not.
But we're not starting over, but it's like we're starting over. Let me just say again, thank you so much to everybody that listened to episode 100. It was a fun week. It was a fun week leading up to it. It's been a fun week after we've posted it. So many phone calls, text messages, you know, social media messages, just people celebrating that 100 episode mark for us. So thank you. Thank you for that. We really appreciate it. Tina, did you get a lot of feedback from the episode?
No.
Okay. Yes, you did. We've been multiple places where people have said, I love the episode. I love listening to you and your sister. I've been a part of several of those conversations where people have said that to you specifically.
I must not have been paying attention.
Well, listen, to the 7 faithful listeners that we have, I appreciate all the compliments and congratulations. Tina evidently doesn't care.
So you mean verbally you've heard people say that, or just by text, or?
Both. We were in a conversation the other day at dinner, and I think Becca said, I really liked the part with you and your sister. I thought it was hilarious.
Right. But that's from the 7 talking about the 7.
Yeah, but still, their congratulations to us mean something.
But that's what I was thinking about. I've heard a lot of feedback from the 7 that did the part, yeah. You know, so.
Well, like
I hadn't heard like extra.
Well, like
extra.
Even today, Miss Valerie today at church stopped me. She said, 100 episodes. Congratulations.
Oh, great.
That's great feedback. Yeah. So
I think her and Mr. Mike listen to it.
Yeah, they do. They're part of the 7.
Of course.
They're part of the 7. So anyway, yeah, heard from all kinds. Dusky called mad. He was like, Why wasn't I in the episode? And I said, because you didn't tell me, bro.
I would have thought that he would. But he had said he'd been busy. Yeah, so I understand.
He's been working a lot. So,
but we have decided that we kind of like having guests on it. So we'll probably do that for the next, you know, through the next 100 that we do have different guests. Not every week, but.
We definitely need more guests. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed that part of it. I think we need to figure out like. How to incorporate that. Like, would somebody come in and just do a segment like we did? Would they be a part of the whole episode with us?
Yeah, I think it would have to just be convenience of what the person can do. But yeah. I do think that it would be fun. Or if someone gets in touch with us and says, hey, I have a topic.
Oh, yeah.
Let me come be on and have a topic to talk about.
I'm going
to
tell you this. If you bring a topic, that's a surefire way. To be on the podcast, because if I don't have to think of something for us to talk about, or you don't have to think of something for us to talk about, and you bring something, that's already a plus for me. Like, you've already got one of the boxes checked.
Yeah, so we do want to start doing that. So in the future, you may get a text or something saying, hey, come on and be on again.
You know, I was even surprised because that episode was, when I said it last week, that it was going to be a supersized episode. I didn't exactly know at the time how super of a sized episode it would be. But man, people listened. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty awesome. So thank you guys. Thank y'all very much for hanging out. Thank you for coming back. And thank you for being here for the very first time. If you're fairly new to the podcast, appreciate you. Welcome in. Greetings. Salutations. All right, Tina. Let's jump into our first segment. Segment we do every week. What's new? What's been happening in your world since episode 100? This is 101. So what has happened between 100 and 101?
So I've lost another pound.
Let's go, Tina.
4 pounds down since I've doing counting my calories in a calorie deficit. I don't quite know if I know how to do a calorie deficit.
Hey,
but whatever you're losing I'm doing weight. Is working. So I will say that I think I know what I, when I talked to my nephew about it, I don't think I know what I'm doing, but I am losing. So I'm doing something right.
I think you're doing phenomenal. I partnered with you and forsook the Weight Watcher app. Last week, I did really good. I logged every day. I walked every day. Well, almost every day. I didn't walk every day.
But hey, that's a
good I walked plus. More last week than I had like all year years. Combined. 2 years.
You know that's
that
true.
It's 2 years
You know
combined.
That's true.
But all of this year combined, I walked more. Okay?
Okay.
I gained like 0.8 pounds.
Hey, but you know what they say? From all that walking and stuff, that's muscle mass there.
I don't need muscle. I need
you toning up some of that.
I
so
don't
that's
think
good.
That's right.
So
I think weight.
You need to keep at it.
I'm going
to
give it another week.
But you've got 2 more months on Weight Watchers, so
I do have to pay for it for 2 more months.
So we're not paying like a lot of money.
It's
to
part
cancel
of the
it.
Agreement.
Yeah. So I don't know. You do what works for you.
Yeah.
I'll do what works for me.
I'm going to do me, boo.
Okay. Something else that I'm blown away by for myself.
Tell me, Tina.
Is I walk on a treadmill in the house. It's just one of those little, it's not a huge treadmill. It's just one of those little walking pads. And I normally just walk.
It doesn't have bars around it. It's just a pad.
But we have talked about getting one, so you can walk inside too.
Hey, if one of our 7 listeners have a treadmill just sitting in their house that they're not using, and they'd like to bring it to us and set it up for us, I think that's the level of effort that I'm interested in giving to
getting
a treadmill.
I've been looking.
If someone wants to give me one, bring it to me and set it up for me. Mm-hmm. I would take it.
Yeah. Would you use it?
That's debatable, but you would.
Yeah. Well, I use this one, and I walk outside. But, y'all, I jogged.
Hey,
it
Tina.
It wasn't a big jog. It wasn't like, look at Tina. Boy, she's getting it down. I have to have 2 chairs beside me just in case I get caught off balance, because I will go flying right off the thing.
Let's go, Tina.
But I put my AirPods in. I had a good jogging song on, and something just said, go for it.
Go for it.
And I went for it for about 15 seconds, and then I walked.
Hey, that's
hey
good.
But I thought if I did that throughout
hey,
the jog,
you'd be running a 5K before you know it, Tina.
You know, we ought to plan to do that at the end of the year.
I'd be for it. That'd be a good goal for us. Mm-hmm. Like a December 5K.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Will we have another 100 episodes by then?
No.
Oh, no?
No.
Okay.
By December? There's, mm-hmm. 52 weeks in a year?
Sure.
I think it'll be 2026 before we have another 100 episodes.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's, we're going to, well, how many episodes do we have before, well, we need to look
this
for
is 101. I don't know if you forgot that already.
I'm thinking about like when we could do set a goal for a marathon. And wait, our viewers?
Marathon? No. 5K? Yes.
Whatever. They're the same.
They're not the same. They are not the same.
We should get our 7 listeners to do a 5K with
Listen,
us.
All right. I would be for that. Lots about something. Now, I do feel bad for people that are out of town.
What if we put it on?
A lots about something 5K and people come in town.
Like Odell Weeks? Like do it at Odell Weeks?
We could give away some lots about something swag.
Well, we would, like people would pay to maybe do it.
Yeah, pay.
And then we'd put the money towards something like
some like type bills.
No, I'm not saying for us.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying all for right. like something, you know, Toys for Tots or I don't know. But have,
buy a tree, change a life.
Yeah, you know, we could do something like that.
It wouldn't be a bad idea. We could do something like that. A 5K. I feel bad for like Glenn, Dusky.
I do too.
Timmy.
They would literally have to come in.
They would have a long way to come for that 5K. But you know what? We would expect it, boys.
And Timmy.
We would
everybody.
Expect it.
Y'all just got to come on down to this 5K we planning to do. We don't know when.
Literally, this is on the spot. We've not had any. Why in the world would we ever think of a 5K? I've literally walked 4 days in 2 years.
You started that walking, buddy, and I'm like, we're going to do something else.
You ran 15 seconds. I walked for 4 days, and we're planning a 5K.
Motivation. We are motivated. Keep that motivation going.
Talk about blind hope. Holy smokes.
Now, next week, we might be sitting here eating some donuts.
Yeah, next week when you show up and we're eating donuts.
No judgment.
Yeah.
No judgment.
And we don't ever talk about this 5K again.
We should look into it, though, and have people come. I don't know if we would put one on, but maybe find one to do. Because I've never done one. Now, you have done.
I did. I've talked about it before. I did a glow-in-the-dark nighttime one. It was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I was sore as a rip afterwards, but it was, I did it.
Yeah. So, something to look forward to. What else is there?
Well, I've got something while you think about it. I finally got my life back together.
Oh, yes, you did. Yes, you did.
I got my license came in from where I lost my wallet. Mm-hmm. My debit card from Bank of America came in. Mm-hmm. And the only thing that I'm missing that I keep forgetting, I need to remember to do this. The only thing that I need to remember to do is I got to get my weapon permit. Mm-hmm. In South Carolina, you still have to have a weapon permit to carry.
But you always got to carry the weapon permit when you're carrying the weapon.
Well, that's true.
So
I need to go get that. I need to get that replaced. And I'm trying to think. Oh, but good news, Tina. This was the most exciting part of my week. Do you remember what was the saddest part about me losing my wallet?
Just jewelry?
Yeah. Guess what I found?
You found another one?
No. It was in a different wallet. That card was not in that wallet. I still got my free Just Jewelry's.
Yes, but you can't eat subs because there's so many calories.
Oh, I'm definitely getting free Just Jewelry.
No, you can't. You just have to look at it.
No, I'll look at it when I hand it to them and say, give me my free Just Jewelry sub.
I don't think that's a wise idea. We're trying to stay away from bread.
Well, this one day.
But I am excited that you found
my cardiologist that kicked me out of the doctor last week told me that I did get one cheat day. I just decided to spread that cheat day over multiple days.
She said you get a cheat day?
Yeah, one day. She told me to eat just meat and vegetables 6 days a week, and then one day
I could eat anything
I wanted.
That doesn't mean go and eat all the carbs you want.
But I could eat a sub. She said I could eat anything I wanted. What if I want a Just Jewelry sub?
A 6-inch.
But to be honest,
a half.
To
a
be
sub.
Honest, though, as I mentioned last week, I didn't really get to finish that conversation, so I'm not exactly sure all the rules and parameters of that. So, anyway, nonetheless, something else I wanted to mention is that you and I have been adventurous. We've tried a couple of things this week.
We've done a couple things out of the norm.
We have done a couple things out of the norm. We went to a play.
It was great.
It was great. Annabelle Wilson was
wonderful. Job.
She was impressively wonderful in this play. Mm-hmm. Impressively. Because she's a sweet girl, but she's so quiet at church. And I know that like she's got friends, but like when I see her, she's so quiet, very timid. But she was Fiona in this Shrek play, and she was absolutely phenomenal.
She was a star. She shined.
She did so good.
She shined so bright. I don't know if that's how you say it, but her personality showed through. Yeah. She was the part. Yeah. I thought she did great. Well, they all did great, but she was phenomenal. I was very proud of her.
But that wasn't what I was talking about.
Oh, no? Okay.
We tried a couple of new food items this week. I'll start with the most recent. We tried shrimp from Zaxby's.
Yep.
How would you rate the shrimp from Zaxby's? Give us your, because that's just happened today. How would you rate that?
I said that I wouldn't get it again. I think the batter was very heavy on it. I think I like a tempura batter. It's something real light.
It was a hard crisp.
Yeah, it was
batter.
I needed some tartar sauce. It definitely wasn't a Red Lobster fried shrimp or something like that. So I would rate it, what, a 5-6, 5 or 6?
5 or 6.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd get it again.
I would get it again. I didn't eat mine with sauce. I would like to try it with a sauce.
But their sauce wasn't good.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't like, oh, this is gross.
Right.
But it wasn't. The batter was just too crispy. Like the fried part of it was too heavy. It was too hard.
Mm-hmm. It was too heavy.
So that was that. The other thing that we tried, Tina, I would get this. I'll get this for the rest of the summer. I just can't afford it. But I'll get it for the rest of the summer. At Starbucks, they have this. They have these things called refreshers. Emma loves them. It's what Emma gets. It's like strawberry lemonade, and she loves it. Well, they've got other flavors. They've got pineapple, and they got mango.
This is just new.
Well, these are refreshers.
They hadn't always had that.
Well, Emma's been drinking them for like a year.
No, they've had strawberry, but they hadn't had pineapple and mango.
I think they've had different flavors.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So, we just always got strawberry because that's what Emma got. Well, the other day I was with Pastor Evan and Stephen. We went and ate lunch with one of our missionaries. And we had to stop at a Kroger to get some stuff. And the Kroger we stopped at had Starbucks. Well, Pastor Evan went and got a drink. Me and Stephen got the stuff we needed. We all met back up at the front door. Well, Evan was like, try this. I was like, what is it? So I drank it. It was a pineapple lemonade refresher, but it had cayenne pepper seasoning in it. And I'll be honest, when I first had it, I was like, it tastes good, but then it hit you in the back of the throat. That cayenne pepper hit you in the back of the throat. And I was like, oh. But then I got to thinking about it. It's kind of good. So a couple of days later, I stopped and got one on the way home. Drank it on the way home. It was delicious. Well, Friday, we went and picked up Emma from school. We had some running around to do. I stopped at Starbucks, got her what she wanted. I got the pineapple spicy drink. Mm-hmm. You tried it. Mm-hmm. What was your thoughts?
I thought it was nasty. I think pineapple juice on its own is good, but who thought to put, it's like cayenne pepper, like liquid is what it looks like at the bottom. It just didn't go together.
I disagree. I thought it was really good.
On a lot, but it was not good. And I even took a second and third taste, and it was not getting any better anytime I tried it.
My only problem with it is, when you first get it, it does have that kick to it, but then that whatever that is that they use settles at the bottom, and you have to keep kind of stirring it up to keep it at the top, or like keep it throughout the drink. Mm-hmm. I like it. Mm. I would suggest it. Now, the other side of this is, I think I would love a pineapple lemonade. It was by itself, delicious.
I would like just the juice.
The cayenne part
is a no. Now, me and my sister have started this thing where we're always trying new things. But we had seen where you should take some cayenne pepper with a little bit of water. It's like a cayenne pepper shot. So we do a swig of water with cayenne shot pepper in it and a squeeze of lemon. Chug that sucker back, and it's supposed to help metabolism and
Well, what's lose the fat. Difference? You're describing what I just got.
No, it's like, it's not like enjoyable. It's not like, ooh, I can't wait to have this. I'm just doing it for health benefits, but I just swig it up, drink it. But it's not what you have that you're doing.
It's the same lemon.
It's not enjoyable.
Water, cayenne pepper.
Well, I mean, it's not enjoyable doing the shot here, and it's not enjoyable to get. I wouldn't waste my money.
The only thing you're missing is pineapple.
I wouldn't waste my money going to Starbucks to get that. I don't waste my money going to Starbucks anyway, but
yeah.
Anyway, we try anything else?
No, those are the only two things I could think of that we've tried recently.
You tried the Built Bar.
Oh, yeah.
But you said you didn't know if you liked Evan, that.
Evan came in. Evan's the children's pastor at the church. Evan came in was like, hey, try this. And I ripped a piece off of this bar he had in. Mm-hmm. I got just a little piece. I didn't really get a whole chunk of it. It was mainly like the crust. And he was like, try this. It was good. The crust was good.
Yeah.
So he starts hyping you and G up about it. G goes and orders some, brings a box here.
For us to try.
Brownie batter.
Yeah. We've got cookies and cream too.
I tried it yesterday. It's weird.
Did you eat it?
Yeah.
All of it?
Yeah.
Oh, good. It's got a lot of protein in it.
To be honest, I almost took one bite and then wrapped it up to not finish it. But it's weird.
Pop it in the microwave and it kind of melts it.
It's gooey. It's like a goo.
Marshmallow. Yeah.
It's like a Peeps is what it is.
Yeah.
I don't know that I'm a fan of it.
Okay.
But I did. Oh, something else I did try. I ordered some Quest Reese peanut butter cups. They're supposed to be healthy versions of a Reese's peanut butter cup. They're chocolate and peanut butter. That was rank. Talk about something that was jabooty. That was it, bro. Holy smokes. If you want them, if you are at the church and you want them.
Well, how many did you buy?
I bought one box. It had like four of them in it.
Oh, it's not good.
I got one left out of the pack that I ate, and I got the other three that are just going to sit there until somebody else gets them.
Hey, give them to Evan.
Yeah. You know what? Evan doesn't listen to the podcast, so I'll give them to him. He'll never know we talked about it. All right. You ready to move on?
Yeah. We should probably move on.
Okay. Something very exciting happened yesterday. The Kentucky Derby.
Oh, yeah.
Now, there was a couple exciting things, actually. Yesterday was a very exciting day. First was, it was probably the most important, is it was Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. Today is Cinco de Mayo. And then tomorrow is Revenge of the Sixth. So it's another Star Wars Day. Anyway, nonetheless, it was also Kentucky Derby Day. It's the first weekend of May that they hold the Kentucky Derby. There was a three-way photo finish for the winner. I got the picture up here, Tina. Look. This was what the end looked like. They had to take a picture to see who crossed the finish line first because they couldn't tell.
That's that number three.
It was Mystic Dan. The horse Mystic Dan ended up taking first place. Sierra Leone was second place. And then Forever Young. Forever Young. I'm gonna be forever young. No? Anyway, Forever Young, third place. But this was a photo finish. Pretty close, huh?
My song was different than yours.
What was yours?
Forever Young, Forever Young.
What is that?
I don't know.
Who sings that song?
I don't know, but that's the song that came to my head.
Is that a song?
When I saw it. Well, I didn't just make it up.
Well, I think you did. I've never heard that before. Have you ever heard my song?
No. Okay. My song's real.
I don't know that it is. All right, a couple interesting things I want to share with you that I don't know that I knew about the Kentucky Derby, okay?
They wear hats.
They do wear hats. But this is about the Derby itself. It is like a big like social thing, but it is the longest continuously held sporting event because it's 150 years old. It's 2 years older than the Westminster Dog Show. I don't know that I would consider the dog show a sporting event, but okay. Maybe it's whatever. Are you playing the Forever Young song?
I think my song by Rod Stewart.
Rod Stewart?
I think so.
Let's hear it.
This is my song.
Okay. When does it say Forever Young? Are we singing the same song? Is that the same song?
Told you. So, there you hear it. You heard it at the end.
All right.
Rod Stewart sang my Forever Young.
Okay.
I don't know who yours is.
I don't either. Anyway. Longest running sporting event. Continuously held sporting event. 150 years.
Wow.
2 years longer than the dog show. I don't think the dog show is really a sporting event.
Mm-hmm. We can't hear them, can we?
No. Also, this is very interesting. A horse can only run the Kentucky Derby once because they only allow three-year-old horses to run it. I didn't know that.
Only three-year-old.
Only horses that are 3 years old are eligible to run in the Kentucky Derby. And there's only 20 horses that are in the field.
Yeah. That's interesting.
It's pretty interesting. A couple other things about the Kentucky Derby that I thought were kind of interesting was, let's see. Okay, if you want to enter the Kentucky Derby, you have to pay $25,000. If you make it to the, so you can enter but not be eligible for the race. If you make it to the starting gate, you have to pay another $25,000. But the winner is guaranteed $1.24 million.
To win a horse race.
To win a horse race.
Oh.
If you want to be nominated to be able to be a part of the Kentucky Derby, if you do it early, $600 to enter the horse. If you do it like by the deadline or later, $6,000. But if you do it as what they call last minute, this is just to say I might be interested in being eligible, $20,000. No, excuse me, $200,000. $200,000 if you're late to just say, hey, I'm interested in being in that.
You must be rich to be in the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, where we live is like an equestrian town.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I worked at Verizon, there were a ton of riders and horse handlers and whoever would come in to the store a lot. And they were often like traveling or driving or.
Well, we have a big horsing event here.
We do.
Called the Steeplechase.
Yeah, the Steeplechase.
And they race horses.
And it's a big deal. And there's tons of people.
People dress up. And
it's actually right down the road from our house. Mm-hmm.
I'm not interested in going.
I'm not either.
There's people that I know that, man, that's like they get fancied up and go watch the horses.
I had a boss that I worked with that I really liked. His name was Rusty when I worked for Verizon, and he loved horse racing. And he would he very rarely came down here, but he would always come down for the Steeplechase. But we never saw him. He was always out gambling or whatever it was he was doing. Yeah, he loved the Steeplechase. And he'd ride around. He'd be like, oh, look at all this money. Oh, this is all money. I'd be like, all right, Rusty, calm down, bro.
Speaking of gambling.
Okay.
I think I read an article where Dave & Buster's now allows adults to, and I don't know if it's around here, but you can gamble like for money on some of the games at Dave & Buster's now.
That doesn't surprise me.
Mm-mm. I say.
You're you thinking about going up to Dave and Buster's? Golly. Tina.
I thought you'd try it. Something that I'm good at, you know. I love to go sit though, those things where you put the quarters in.
You want to play slots.
And they push those quarters out and get stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's a different kind of gambling,
I know,
Tina.
But I am suckered into little games.
So you're
like
not talking about a slot machine. You're talking about where they have all the quarters and the thing spins around. You put the quarter in and it pushes the quarters forward.
Well,
and
I mean,
like you have to use like 10 quarters.
I thought that's all that you
two quarters.
Can do, but evidently there's more you can do now.
Dave and Buster's upgrading their gambling.
Yeah.
I like that. So anyway, Kentucky Derby is over, photo finish. And that's really about all I know. I don't know a whole lot more about the Kentucky Derby. other than that. Mother's Day's coming up, Tina. It's a day to celebrate moms. You are a mom. Are you excited about it?
Yeah, I am.
I've got a couple of Mother's Day ideas that I looked up. Some things. You tell me if you think you would like this as a Mother's Day gift. Hypothetically speaking, of course. Not because I'm looking for ideas. Okay? Okay. All right. Would you like a yummy tower of treats?
No.
No? What if it was like...
I'm trying to lose weight, so anything on the sugar bandwagon, it's just not in me right now to eat.
Noted. What about a luxury basket?
I'd love Epsom salts and little loofahs and...
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Okay, a luxury basket would be in.
Lotion. Good lotion.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. What about... Now, this is on this list. I didn't make this list up, but bonsai trees and plants.
I'd love a tree.
Would you?
I'd like to put trees in the house.
That is very surprising.
Well, you know I like the outside and plants and stuff.
Why would we put a bonsai tree, though?
I mean, it doesn't even look like it's real.
You know, fun fact, just side note here, Ganker, when we started playing Fortnite, we made up his name. Because when he first started playing, the Xbox gave him a name, like it auto-generated it, and his name was Adored Bonsai. And we played it for a couple of weeks, and I was like, bro, you got to change your name. Like, you can't go around and be Adored Bonsai.
Well, you know, speaking of trees, I told you I like trees. Remember the lamp tree that I told you that kind of looks like a Christmas tree?
Yes.
You know, that'd be a great Mother's Day present.
Okay. Noted.
I've given you several things. Am I going to get any of the things I listed?
This luxury basket seems a really great option right now.
Okay.
All right. Fresh cut flowers. Would that be a Mother's Day gift that you would like? Now, this is just a list that somebody else made. Would this be... I know you're not a flower gal.
No, but if the girls were to get me flowers, I would take them and love them for a week.
All right. What about fill-in-the-blank coupons? Are you a big fan of fill-in-the-blank coupons?
If I could use them and they'd actually be used, I would.
I don't like the idea of fill-in-the-blank coupon because then you could put whatever you want.
Well, I could tell y'all what to put on it. Unload the dishwasher. Wash the clothes. Put them in the dryer.
Okay.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't like that one. I still like in this luxury basket up here. All right. Chocolate-covered strawberries.
Again, I like the strawberries. I don't know if I'd want them chocolate.
They're so expensive.
Yeah, I mean, I can make my own at home, and it's a little bit cheaper.
And better, to be honest. My phone's telling me there's lightning in our location.
Oh, okay.
What about love notes? Graffiti love notes written on the sidewalk?
No.
No?
There's no reason for that.
So you wouldn't want me and the girls to go out in front of our house on the sidewalk? We do have a little sidewalk around our neighborhood.
I don't think that y'all would like to do that.
And we just write how much we love you out there?
I don't think y'all would want to do that.
Would you want us to do that, though?
I mean, I would be grateful. But it's not something I'm saying, oh, y'all need to go right outside on the patio out there and write, you love me. I don't need that, no.
This next one is something that I don't know. Motherisms. I don't know what that is. It says, if mom is a good sport, have a little fun with her by recalling some of her famous motherisms.
It's things I say.
Okay, so they've got a list here of motherisms. Mm-hmm. Top 10 all-time motherisms. If everyone else jumped off a cliff, would you do it?
Mm-hmm. Just things moms say.
Okay. It's all fun and games until someone pokes an eye out.
Mm-hmm.
You'd forget your head if it wasn't screwed on. Elbows off the table. Don't talk with your mouth full. Clean up your room. It looks like a tornado hit it. Have you said any of these things?
No.
You don't really say any of these things. Do you think I was born yesterday? Is that too much to ask? Why? Because I said so. That's why. Definitely heard my mama say that one. My mom has said all of these.
Uh-huh.
Money doesn't grow on trees.
Okay. I don't know some of the things that
those
I
those are the top 10 motherisms. Okay. All right. Here's another Mother's Day idea. Gourmet cheesecake.
I do like cheesecake. I'd have to only have a piece, though.
Yeah, just a piece. of cheesecake.
I do like cheesecake, though.
What about like a homemade Mother's Day card? Would that be something that you would like?
I like.
Like you love a homemade card, gifts. But do would you want like someone to make it?
Lily and Emma both do homemade gifts sometimes, and I think that that's more memorable for me than it is a store bought item for me. But
we don't drink champagne. This next one is champagne and truffles. What exactly is a truffle?
I think truffles are chocolate, but I don't know. You know, they make they shave truffles on Food Network, and it looks like it's an expensive thing they shave on food, but I know truffles as chocolate.
I thought it was mushrooms.
Yeah. Whatever it is on the Food Network is expensive.
This is like, it's called Nutty and Naughty. I guess it's like a...
Nuts.
Assorted dried fruit and nuts.
And chocolate.
And chocolate box tray.
Pass.
A year's worth of flowers.
I don't... Now, that's just not for me.
I think you're going to really like this last one. How about making a gift in your name to the American Red Cross? Would you want that? So for Mother's Day, I say, hey, listen, we made a donation in your name to the American Red Cross.
I don't know if that would be something that I would want you to do. Yeah.
Are you having a hard time? I think the answer is no, you wouldn't want it, but I think you're conflicted in saying no.
Like, is that for blood?
No, it's just like
American
money.
American Red Cross?
Like you're just...
No, but American Red Cross is like...
They do that. But I think this would be like you would just send them a donation. I guess I could sign you up for an appointment to go give blood. I guess I could do that.
I've had to have blood before. So, I mean, I'm thinking, but for Mother's Day, I don't know if that would be
that. You don't think that's a good idea? Uh-uh. Fun fact about this list. I went back when I saw this one because I read through them before I shared them with you. I was like, man, where did this list come from? It came from the American Red Cross.
Well, that's why they're telling you to do that.
So they put on their own list.
You might as well do that.
Might as well give a donation to the American. That'd be like me making a list and then the last one being like, give them the gift of the Lots About Something podcast. Which is a great gift, by the way. A free subscription to their Spotify.
Yes.
So... Anywho, all right. Well, Tina, we're moving to Mother's Day. I hope you
there's one more.
Oh, is there? Oh, give Mom a hug. Yeah, give Mom a hug. Would you like a hug? You're not a hugger. I don't think you would want this.
I don't know if the girls want to give me a hug anyway.
I would say this is sad about our house. I'm the only person that likes hugs. Nobody else likes hugs. Lily doesn't like hugs. Emma doesn't like hugs. You don't like hugs.
But you know who will let you who'll get on your shoulder and walk around with you?
Who?
Boots.
No, even Boots.
Chris, listen, Boots is the only... You're the only one that I see carry Boots around like that on your shoulder and him just look around. He doesn't do that with anybody else.
Listen, Boots... I'm quickly realizing Boots is a waste of a pet. He doesn't let you pet him.
You.
He doesn't... Every time I walk in the room, he runs from me.
Will you tell them why he runs from you?
Well, I did step on him the other day.
You stepped on him?
I didn't mean to. It was an accident.
So now he sees you coming and think, oh, crap, I got to get on out of here. And he takes off running so you don't accidentally step on him.
That was a one... That was a one-time thing, and
he
it was on accident.
He is not going to forget it.
And I apologized to him.
But he is not going to forget it.
Oh, Bootsy, I'm very sorry. I'm so sorry, Bootsy.
You probably worried about it going to bed, too.
I didn't worry about it, but...
He does not forget it.
He's kind of a waste of a pet.
He sits with me, cuddles with me, loves me. So I think it's just who he's around.
Wow. Tina, why don't you wrap us up with a wow today?
Been a fun podcast. Very entertaining.
101.
So, what do I want to say? I want to read... I'll read Psalms 44:8 for the week.
Okay.
It says, O Lord, we give glory to you all day long and constantly praise your name. So I thought when I wrote that down that we should give him glory all day. He should be on our mind all day and throughout everything that we're doing. And praise his name constantly. It can be in our thoughts, on paper, in a song, whatever. But we should give him glory all day and constantly praise his name. And so I thought that might be a little nugget we take with us the week. If you wake up tomorrow morning and having a bad morning, just start giving the Lord glory or constant praise and see if it makes your day a little bit better.
Very good. I like that, Tina. Thank you for that wow word of wisdom. If you were wondering what wow means. Thank you guys for hanging out with us, listening to the podcast. We appreciate you spending some time with us today. Much love to you. And I'm very thankful for you. If you have not yet already done so, whatever platform you're listening on, we'd love it if you'd hit the follow button, the subscribe button, whether it be Apple Podcasts, YouTube Music, Spotify. You can also watch us if on Spotify. If you're listening, you can watch us there. So greetings and salutations. My buddy Michael texted me this week, hey, where can I listen to the podcast? And I told him, Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music. And he said, I don't have any of those. I said, well, download Spotify. It's free.
Yes, and you can watch us.
Mm-hmm. So nonetheless, hopefully you will do that. You can also connect with us on social medias, Instagram and the TikToks. All right. Well, guys, that's all I got for us today. Thank you so much again for hanging out with us. Hope you have a wonderful rest of your week. We look forward to seeing you again very, very soon, chatting with you very soon. But until then,
see ya.
Bye, guys. Y'all have a great one.